Good afternoon. What's the crack? We are live and loud and you're on BCR FM. I am Tara Rafter and we are living in stereo. How is things with you? What's the crack? Hoping that life is wonderful in your world. Today we're going to be having a look at 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's a book by a genius of a man called Stephen Covey. So we're going to sit back today and we're going to enjoy that. Here's a bit of Shakira. Shakira, love it. That was a little bit of She-Wolf for the time of the year that's in it. It's almost witching season, you guys. It's deadly. So I picked out some cool Halloween tracks for the show today. How are things? Hoping that you're fantastic. You're with me, Tara Rafter, and we're living in stereo here on BCR FM. Hashtag vocal about local. Hope your week has been good. Hope life is fantastic. If you'd like to, be sure to give me an old shout in the text.
The text line is open. 0877 175 175. And it's sponsored by Century Snooker.
BCRFM.
So hope life is good in your world. Like I said, today we're going to be having the chat about the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by an incredible man called Mr. Stephen Covey. Okay, so here we go with the 7 habits. Pens, paper, eyes down, game time. Number 1, be proactive. So see alternatives, not roadblocks. Focus on what you can influence. And he has an inverted commas here. I am free to choose and I am responsible for my choices. So be proactive in your life as opposed to being reactive. So if you feel like in life you're fighting fires constantly, that life is happening to you and not for you, it's a really good one to kind of sit back and have a think about. So remember what he's looking at. He's looking at the habits of highly effective people. So obviously in their lives, they are proactive, which means they are planners. So you'll hear me talking here about every week, talking about Sunday Magic Sunday and sitting down and having a look at your week and what it entails and where your appointments are and what your priorities are based on where you want your life to go. So oftentimes we will have actions that we do in the world, and they might not line up with what we say our values are or what we say our priorities are. So someone who's proactive is always going to sit back and have a plan. And you've heard me say this stuff loads of times before. So it's taken a half an hour on a Sunday evening where you have a look at what you have up coming up for the week, and then you start to think about how you can fuel your body, how you can set your intentions for when you're going to go to bed, when you're going to get up, can you get your workouts in? It's someone who's proactive, someone who's not constantly firefighting. And that just means literally starting to be more organized in your life and looking at how you can bring that organization in. Okay, let's take another tune. This is a belter. I've heard this on the radio all week. And to be honest, I was driving over here and I had to sit outside and have a Google and see if I could find it. This is the new one from Dermot Kennedy from the album Without Fear, and it's called All My Friends.
A thief in the night came, took everything you gave for her. The song isn't low, lady, it's remembering love made in the summer. But I think of the things that it taught me. I learned that there's beauty I can't keep. Learned that there's demons and stories. Letting her down, no, I won't be. Whenever she's calling, she'll call me. Angry and seething is the sea. Songs and cathedrals a month free. Promise you'll smile of a memory. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. Yeah, it should feel like something you were missing. To all my friends, you'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. Ooh. Ooh. Looking up lately, the moon doesn't chase me. In the soft light, and so on, and so on. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. Yeah, it should be when she read out all she'd written. To all my friends, you'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. The smell of rain and streetlight tonal of a lantern in the snow. But when she feels it taking hold, finds it so hard letting go. How can I tell her that we'll shine? She dreads the devil's yet to show. So damn reluctant to expose it to me so. Think evil has lost me. I walked with the wolves and it haunts me. She steps with intention to run free. So stunner, don't ever move softly. You've been on a journey they can't see. You in debts and in ballrooms you will lead. Promise you'll smile off a memory. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. Yeah, it should feel like something you were missing. To all my friends, you'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. The smell of rain and streetlight tonal of a lantern in the snow. But when she feels it taking hold, finds it so hard letting go. How can I tell her that we'll shine? She dreads the devil's yet to show. But I told you where. But I told you where.
Oh my God, Dermot. Like, I don't got no words. That's his new song called All My Friends from his album Without Fear. Oh my God. I just sat here with the headphones on, just listening to that. As a lyricist, he is just, isn't he just wonderful? Like his, oh my God, the way he songwrites. Wouldn't you love to know who some of his songs are about? I'd love to, he's one of them people in the world now. Him, Glenn Hansard was the other one I've said recently. Pink, obviously, like chill out. But he's someone I'd love to have an hour with, to grab a cup of tea and just talk to him. Not even just talk to him, listen to him, I'd say very little and just listen. He's just fantastic. I have tickets to go and see him before Christmas. I cannot wait. That's the truth. I absolutely cannot wait. He's going to be one of the ones, I'd say, that'll have a long-lasting impact. Anyway, you're with Tara Rafter and we're living in stereo on BCR FM. Remember, you can catch all these shows on podcast on the Navigation Coach Spotify, or you can catch them on the BCR FM pages as well. My show is very kindly sponsored, as always, by Centre Stage Vocal Academy. Have a look at Maureen and the crew there on Facebook and Instagram. Like I say, they're always doing incredible work, so they're well worth a visit to the pages. So today we're talking about the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Mr. Stephen Covey. And the first one we're talking about is be proactive. So it's kind of from the capacity as well of seeing alternatives and not roadblocks is what it says here. So what does that mean? It's kind of, you know, taking or adopting the mindset of can over can't. Robin Sharma calls it the victim to hero leap. Focus on what you can influence. So oftentimes you can move your way through life with your hands feeling like they're tied behind your back because the things that you're focusing on are things that you have absolutely no control over. Always remember, and I would say this a lot when I work with people, you know, sometimes we just forget, we get so busy. Always in life, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you have control over what you think, how you feel, how you act, how you react, and how you behave. And you can be proactive in situations as opposed to reactive in situations when you are in control. And that's very much what that one is about. So seeing alternatives and not roadblocks, looking at what you can influence instead of focusing on what you can't. Right, let's take another tune. This is one of the Halloweeny ones. This is Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew. See, but it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that straw into gold. Jump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
Rihanna and Mr. Eminem. I think there's massive chemistry between the two of them. Is that just me? Is anyone else feeling that? Deadly tune that was called Monster. You're with Tara After. We're living in stereo on BCRFM. Hashtag vocal about local. And today we are having the chat about 7 habits of highly effective people, according to Mr. Stephen Covey. Highly recommend that book, lads. If you haven't got it, if you haven't read it, it's a game changer. Number 1 was be proactive. Number 2 is begin with the end in mind. Mental creation defines physical creation. Define practical outcomes. What does that mean? See it. See what it's going to look like before it actually happens. Ask yourself, when the end has come, what do you want it to look like, feel like, smell like, taste like? All of it. Engage all the senses. Imagine that it has already happened. And with all of those things at the front of your mind and in your consciousness, then you know where you need to begin. And oftentimes it'll pull up feelings of motivation. It can focus the mind. It can give you a lot of clarity. I finished up a massive project there lately. My 2020 Life Compass goal setting diary. And I definitely had to begin with the end in mind so I could see it. I knew what the cover was going to look like. I knew what all the inside of it was going to look like. But actually starting it can sometimes be the biggest roadblock. But when I sat down and I was able to really spend the time visualizing what the end product was going to look like and how I was going to feel when the project was complete, that was what put the fire in my belly to get going. So begin with the end in mind. It can sometimes be helpful for conversations when you think about relationships. So if you react to something that is said, if you can begin your conversation with the end in mind. So how do I want to feel when this conversation has ended? So sometimes if you were, I don't know, maybe a little bit angry with someone or something, a little bit frustrated, ask yourself before you have a conversation, how do I want to feel when this conversation is over? Where do I want this relationship to be this time next year? And you can begin with that in mind. And it can be really good in terms of perspective gaining in the moment. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that making sense to y'all out there in the world? Thanks for listening to me. I know I always say it, but I'm just so grateful to all of you that listen and send me nice messages. So thank you. Another tune. New one. Really liking it. Someone actually sent me this on Instagram during the week. I'm always so grateful when people like hear songs and they're thinking, I know she's going to like that. And then they send it on. This is a new one by Maroon 5. And this is called Memories.
Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December,
when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back, memories bring back your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. To the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back, memories bring back your.
Maroon 5. I think I'm going a bit sentimental today. I'm like hashtag the chaos and the calm. So it's kind of like crazy with the Halloween tunes, and then we'll have all the beautiful, lovely Dermot Kennedys and Maroon 5s. But sure, look, it's all good. It's all about balance. You're with Tara Rafter. We're living in stereo and we're on BCR FM. How's things with you? Hoping that life is good. If you're in the humour, send me an owl message.
The text line is open 0877 175 175 and it's sponsored by Century Snooker Club, Abbey Business Park, Ardnery, Ballina.
BCRFM.
I think I cut him off the last time. Apologies, dude. It was not intentional. Please do not take it personally. I wasn't used to the little beeps at the end. Come here, look at it, I'm doing my best, don't I? Isn't that all that really counts? You know yourself. Anyway, today we're having the chats around 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Mr. Stephen Covey. Today we have spoken first about be proactive and also beginning with the end in mind. Third one, put first things first. What does that mean? So focus on the important, not just the urgent. Plan weekly, act daily. Kind of a little bit tying in to be proactive, but even more so, because this one talks about focusing on the important and not just the urgent. So again, back to the firefighting. This can be where you're taking like a long-term approach to things. For example, your health only becomes urgent if you haven't been taking care of it on a daily basis and then you're sick. But your health is always important. So if you were to put first things first in that instance, it means that you would be looking after your health consistently on a daily basis so that long term you weren't facing an issue as a result of not having looked after it. You feeling me? You know what I mean? Is it starting to make sense? I like that one. When it comes to putting first things first as well, oftentimes when we say focus on the important, if you're someone that procrastinates to bejesus like me, I'm getting better. There's a really deadly book called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And basically it means, you know, the one thing in the day that you actually really don't want to do. He recommends that you eat the frog first. Get it out of the way, get it done, wipe it out. And then anything after that is usually the sweeter stuff that we probably would have put first. But it always is going to taste even more sweet because we've eaten the frog beforehand. Do you like that? I kind of like that. I thought that was good. Okay, next tune we're going to do a Halloweeny one. Now, come here. If you're on a night out and it's Halloween, whatever pub you're in needs to check their DJ and reevaluate the situation, mate, if they don't play this song.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Back streets back, all right.
We're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Is it even Halloween if they don't play that? It's like one of the ultimate, ultimate Halloween songs, and everyone goes ape on a night out trying to do the dance, kind of similar to the Thriller dance, but sponsored by Smirnoff. I've seen some sights in my times, y'all. I've seen some sights in my times. But hey, I was probably in the middle of it at one stage, leading the way. But that is necessary. That kind of stuff is necessary. You're with Tara after We're Living in Stereo on BCRFM. How are you getting on with these? How are you feeling about it all? Are you doing good? Excellent. We're on to number four. Number four is think win-win. Long-term relationships require mutual respect and mutual trust. Build trust with co-workers, it says here. Okay. So win-win, what does that mean? It means in your interactions in life, whether they be professional or personal, how can you operate on a level where the result is win-win? That it's a win for you and it's a win for the person that you're in a relationship with in any capacity, whether it's a partner, you know, a parent, I don't know, someone in work. How can you operate in the world in terms of your interactions and your connectivity around decision making or planning, processing, anything? How can you make those interactions a win-win so that you come out of it on top and so does the other person? That one can be really helpful in terms of relationships, especially in a business capacity. So how can you, you know, enter into transactions or have interactions with people, even if it's down to like a breakfast lunch or a, you know, a breakfast lunch? Is that a thing? Can you tell it's been a long week, lads? Can you tell? Look at, we'll just keep going. You know, whether it's a breakfast lunch, that just means that you have lunch at breakfast time. And I've often done that. And as soon as I get out of here, I am going to patent that because someone else would probably steal it. It's also called brunch. So if it was a business brunch, how could you make that a win-win situation? So a win for you, depending on what it is that you want to get, and a win for the person on the other side of the table, depending on what it is that they want to get. So it's kind of like a negotiation, but it's kind of thinking about these. Remember, these are the 7 habits of the highly effective people. So they know what they're doing. These are the people that we want to be. These are the people that we are aiming to replicate in the world. So always going to stuff, thinking about it from the perspective of a win-win. Okay, we're going to throw it back and go old school. I loved this song. Wait till I see, can I find it on this now? There it is. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. Just see, do you remember it? Enjoy.
Come with me, stay the night. Just say the words, the boy, it don't feel right. What do you expect me to say? Change, but boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me, because to you, it's just a game.
Yeah.
Jojo, my girl, where you been all my life? Oh my God, isn't that such a belter of a tune? Who remembers that? I'm not even going to make an attempt to guess when it was out, because I'll just feel ancient. And who needs that in their lives, lads? Who needs that in their lives? Be proactive, not reactive. Oh, God bless us. Okay, you're here with Tara Rafter. We are living in stereo on BCRFM, very kindly sponsored by Centre Stage Vocal Academy. And today we're looking at Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I hope you're enjoying it. I know I am. We're flying along. So our last one was think win-win. Next one. Do you know what I mean? Stay with me, lads. Stay with me. We can do this. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. So to communicate effectively, we must first understand each other. Give honest, accurate feedback. So seek first to understand, then to be understood. Here's what I get from that one. Oftentimes, if we look at the way we're showing up in a communication capacity in the world, when someone else's mouth is moving, instead of actually listening to what they're saying, oftentimes we're thinking in our own heads about what we're going to say in response, which means you're not fully there. Which means you're not fully listening on a deep level. It means you're listening on a surface level, but your thoughts and your thought processes are operating in your own mind on what you're going to say next. So if you are seeking to first understand and then be understood, it means that in order to understand, you have to be listening, like really listening. And that's what I take from that one. So in any context, when you're having a conversation with someone, seek first to understand what it is that they're saying to you, and then look to be understood in terms of what you're saying, because the roles should reverse, and the person listening to you should then be first seeking to understand and then to be understood. Can you imagine how simple the world would be if we all had conversations like that, where people actually interacted like that? Can you imagine? There'd be very little people, you know, freaking out and flying off the handle with other people, because there'd just be a tolerance and a respect to just listen and seek to understand what the person is saying without making any assumptions or presumptions or having expectations, all of those things that cause chaos in communication. Can you imagine how different the world would be? I think it would be beautiful. Okay, let's have a bit of this. This is Tiesto with Jonas Blue. This is called Ritual.
Come on, you know what?
belter. Absolute, complete and total and utter belter. I absolutely love that. Rita Ora was definitely in there singing some tunes. You know it. You know what Rita was in there. That's Ritual. And I was having a dance around the studio and I am now out of breath. You're with Tara Rafter and we're living in stereo on BCRFM. How are things? Hope you're fantastic. Hope you are fantastic. Today we're having the chat about 7 habits of highly effective people. Highly effective. Like me and you. You know, like us. Like me and you listening to this. This is all about me and you. They wrote this about me and you. Okay, here we go. Next one. Will we do a recap? We will. It's where there's someone here. I'm on my own, just in case you're ever wondering. Am I like bouncing my thoughts off a producer? Nope, just me. The voice is in my mind. So, 7 habits of highly effective people. Number 1, be proactive. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. Number 3, put first things first. Number 4, think win-win. Number 5, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Next one, synergize. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Synergize to arrive at new and better alternatives. Now, kind of what he's talking about there is synergizing all of the ones that have come before that. So putting all of those things together and using them in your life on a daily basis and consistently. So can you imagine how different your life would be if you were being proactive, beginning with the end in mind, putting first things first, thinking win-win, and in your interaction, seeking first to understand and then to be understood. Can you imagine the impact that that would have on your life? Outstanding is the answer. That's what it would have. An outstanding impact on your life. As I said, definitely have a look at that book. It's incredible. Stephen Covey and the work that he has done. It's on another level. No joke. I think I actually listened to that book on audio. I did. And I think it's actually Stephen Covey that reads it to you. And I remember walking the back roads of Bunnycannon with the buggy with Kai in it at the time. And a few of the different things that he would say, and I'm not joking, I would have to stop in the middle of the road. You know, one of those roads with the grass growing up the middle of it. I would have to stop there with the buggy and just have a moment. That book is a highly recommend. We're going to go old school again. Come here. Not able for this song. I remember doing a dance routine. If anyone is listening to this. I remember doing a dance routine in Behi National School. I think I was in 6th class to this song. And I thought I was the bee's frickin' knees. Can you imagine what the dance routine was like? Here you go.
Oh,
Are you able? Can you imagine my dance routine? Can you just, do you know what I mean? Are you there? There was a lot of joint hands in my, you know, like praying hands. Oh yeah, God be with the days, lads. Good times. You're here with Tara After. We're living in Stereo on BC RFM. Hashtag vocal about local. Make sure you give us an old shout in the text on 0877-175-175. My show is very kindly sponsored by Centre Stage Vocal Academy. Always so grateful. And today we're having the chat about 7 habits of highly effective people in accordance with Mr. Stephen Covey. We hockeyed through them. The time flies, lads. It always does. What can you do? It's all good. It's always such a joy to be here with you. You know, I say that all the time, but I really mean it. I look so forward to this. Life is demented and I still always try to find the time to get in here and have the crack. And it's one of the highlights of my damn week. What can I say? Okay, we're on the last one, would you believe? So you're almost highly effective. You're nearly there. You just have 1/7 left and you're in. In like Flynn. Right, last one. And this one is critical. Sharpen the saw. So to maintain and increase effectiveness, we must renew ourselves in body, heart, mind and soul. Full stop. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Covey. So without dissecting it too much, just think about what it means. So sharpen the saw. It really means that you can't pour from an empty cup and that you have to constantly go back, that you are the saw and you need to go back and sharpen yourself. And take time to sharpen your skills, to rest, to recuperate, to reflect, to reevaluate, to realign, to refocus, and then to relaunch. I did not have that written down. I'm wasted. Sharpen the saw is probably one of the ones that I would reflect on for myself a lot. And I found it really beneficial when I was listening to that chapter in the book, the way that Covey describes it. It's so true. Like, if you think even about the other 6, they are irrelevant if you don't feel like you're in the position or you have the capacity to deliver on them. And that's everything. That's body, mind, that's your physicality, your mentality, your psychology, your emotionality, and then your soul. All the good stuff. You have to be in a position to be highly effective. And one of the ways to do it is to recognize that sometimes we need to pull into the old hard shoulder of life and just have a breather and take the time to refill that cup before you're in a position to launch back in and start to be proactive and all of those things again. Doesn't it really make sense when you break it down and think about it? I think it really makes sense. Like, all of the rest of it doesn't make sense without sharpen the saw. It's so pivotal to thinking about how all the rest of them would work. And like he says, think about it in terms of your body, your mind, your heart and your soul. So like, you know, your physical dimension, exercise, eat healthy, sleep, rest and relaxation, your mental dimension, read, educate, write and learn new skills, your emotional dimension, build relationships, give service, laugh and love, and your spiritual dimension or your soul, meditate, keep a journal, pray if that's your thing, and take in quality media. And that just means, like you've heard me saying before, you know, what kind of stuff are you allowing into the mind? There should be a guard on the door and only the good stuff gets in. Sometimes we can let stuff into our mind and it's, you know, not helpful at all. And that stuff penetrates and filtrates down in through all senses of our being and it gets into the soul. So being, you know, like that watchdog or a guard on your mind and your soul, in terms of the stuff that we allow in or not. Isn't it a really good way to think? Covey was onto something, wasn't he? He knew what he was doing, I think, our Mr. Covey. I hope that you enjoyed them now. I really enjoy them. Let me know, as always, what you thought of them. I'm always intrigued to hear your opinions and thoughts on the things that we have to chat about.
The text line is open. 0877 175 175. And it's sponsored by Century Snooker Club, Abbey Business Park, Ardnery, Ballina.
BCRFM.
We are nearing the end of our journey, friends. It's been a total pleasure as always. Thanks a million for listening along. I hope that you enjoyed them. Let's see if you can start to incorporate some of the parts of it into your life this week. Remember, tomorrow in your world is Sunday Magic Sunday. Get organized, get your stuff done and execute accordingly. We're going to finish with a whopper. Happy Halloween if I don't get to see ya. This is Zombie by the Cranberries. You mind yourself.
We'll be right back. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.